Hey everyone, it's Jeff Hammer, your Law of Attraction coach. Today, we'll speak about dealing with fear. So, stick around. Welcome back, everyone. It's interesting to see how different people are responding to the coronavirus. You know, those that are glued to the news seem to be in the most fear. And those that have cut that distraction out of their life seem to be moving on with life as normal. I'm all about being aware, but I'm also all about clearing my head and my thoughts, allowing me to tap into this universal presence, this universal brilliance within. If you're watching the news today, if you're glued to every possible new piece of information, if you're thinking about it, if you're talking about it, if you're in fear about it, you're bound to attract something into your life. With the law of attraction, we understand that emotion is energy, and energy is magnetic. Your fear is an emotion to your very core, and that will in fact attract, by law, negativity, more reasons to fear, and eventually a physical manifestation. Now, with the coronavirus, I'm all about being aware and taking the proper precautions. Precautions like being ultra vigilant with washing my hands, not placing my hands on my face or in my mouth, you know, things like that. Having a hand sanitizer at the office and home, the very things you do during the flu season. But don't panic. Do you remember the bird flu? How about 9/11, the terrorist attack? How we felt then? Maybe you remember the financial crisis, the complete meltdown of the financial markets. Or how about Y2K? It was going to be the biggest disaster to hit the planet ever. Everything was going to be in chaos. Listen, have faith in a higher power. Have faith in our scientists and doctors. Have faith that you've lived through many trials, challenges, and tribulations in life. Know and affirm you will be fine. This should be nothing new. If you're doing your Dominating Edge morning routine practices, you're already starting your day in gratitude. You're already envisioning your perfect health, your perfect wealth, your perfect harmony and happiness. You get to choose. You can run in fear or you can stand in truth. Which one do you think will serve you better? Will being in fear bring you joy today? Will being in fear bring you opportunity and abundance today? No. Fear will shut you down. Fear will completely change your vibration. Fear will bring additional fear, which will bring more reasons to fear and eventually manifest something most likely unpleasant in your life. See, we don't need to jump into panic. We already know and affirm the truth of who we are and the truth of our life each and every day. Stand in your power. Stand in your truth. Turn off the news and turn on some music. Pick up a book. Go for a walk. Live your life and let the experts work on a solution. that we can all know and affirm is unfolding perfectly in this very moment. I hope you saw an image that I posted recently. If you're not following The Dominating Edge on Facebook, please do. Anyway, the post said, "Ships don't sink from being in the water. Ships sink when water gets inside of them." And the moral of the story is, don't let things outside of you get inside of you and weigh you down or tip you over. Thanks for listening today. Go out and make it a great day.